I spoke in the last meditation about perfecting the great importance of perfecting energetically or the perfecting the energetic states of awakening. And as we have multiple centers in the soul, they all have energetic states and they all have to be perfected. And the perfecting of these states are more or less ruled by the same principles, but there is a different flavor to each state, different technology, how we perfect them. But generally speaking, it is a combination of properly embodying each center of me and then surrendering it into a transcendent I am. Only in the state of surrender, the energetic state of me can be truly perfected. But what are we surrendering to? The beyond. But the beyond is a relative term. It is the beyond from the standpoint of our lower individuality. The kind of individuality that is defined by exclusively by its own presence. High individuality is experienced in the context of surrender. But the thing is that we are not just surrendering to the beyond, we are surrendering to our own universal, absolute or primordial subjectivity, because it is all one. It is our limited perspective that is responsible for creating all these artificial divisions. So here's the thing, as you surrender to the universal I am, or to the absolute I am, which are the two basic portals of surrender, you need to experience these dimensions into which you surrender as being your own, your very own pure subjectivity. The pitfall with that, behind the concept of surrender, that we tend to objectify universal or absolute I am as something existing beyond us. Universal I am allows us to experience the comfort of horizontal surrender, that relief from our sense of presence. So does the absolute I am. Absolute I am is more significant because it is just existentially deeper, and in regards to the universal I am, there's only one center in consciousness that can surrender to it, which is pure me of consciousness, while as far as absolute I am is concerned, all centers can surrender to it. All centers. There is another kind of awakening which happens in the state of samadhi, in the state of surrender, where you begin to experience that space into which you surrender as your own subjectivity, not just the beyond. Let's focus now on the absolute I am. As you sit in meditation with eyes closed and you are letting go, first you need to have access to it from pure me of being. Then from pure me of consciousness, then fundamental me, then the inner knower, then the supreme knower, primordial knower, is it really beyond you? Is it just a space in which you rest? Like it's some kind of an absolute armchair in which you rest, can let go into, so that you don't have to hold onto yourself, you can just let go fully of yourself, and that space receives you, giving you that refuge of absolute rest. That is one way of looking. If you perceive that space of the absolute I am into which you surrender from identification, from the place of identification with your lower individuality, for instance, pure me of being is enjoying the comfort of resting in the absolute I am. is feeling blessed by the fact that Absolute I Am allows it to experience that exquisite rest, so that it can be, so that Pure Mio being can be relieved from its inherent fluctuations. You need to really understand the concept of pure rest. Presence, all the centers of presence are maintaining themselves. They're holding onto themselves. Even if they relax into the direction of the Absolute I Am, they are still holding onto themselves. But reaching the state of absence means that you release that holding. Meaning you don't have to self-maintain your presence. The Absolute I Am is holding your presence, is maintaining your existence. And you can like totally let go of yourself, which is actually an extraordinary experience. At zero holding. But even in that state of zero holding, we have still this tendency to objectify the Absolute I Am, the Absolute Subjectivity, as the space in which we dwell. But there is a deeper surrender. Beyond reaching state of absence, where Pure Mio being and other centers, by the way, but let's start with the Pure Mio being, is not just crossing the threshold to the Absolute I Am, is actually entering the very depth of the ocean of the Universal I Am. And then there is this amazing realization that the Absolute Subjectivity is our own. It's no longer the beyond. When you experience pure rest, you are still experiencing it from the standpoint of your individuality, the lower individuality. It's not really lower individuality, it's individuality it is high individuality because it is in a state of samadhi. But it still has not transit into absolute subjectivity. It has not transited into the absolute subjectivity. Once upon a time, I given a retreat about the realization of God within us. Well, we have been contemplating these matters already. But the question is, how can I experience myself as an individual and at the same time as the absolute subjectivity? Which am I really? I am the individual who is experiencing the absolute subjectivity, or I am the absolute subjectivity itself. You need to go really deep for that contemplation to be meaningful. And the answer to this puzzle is that you actually experience yourself on these two levels. As the individual, which is absorbed in the absolute subjectivity, and you experience yourself as the absolute subjectivity itself. But the question is, how to transcend that objectivization of the absolute subjectivity. And it's very difficult to explain. There is some kind of a quantum leap in identity. Some portion, in this case, of pure mere being, merges with the absolute subjectivity, while the other portion remains as the base of our individuality. And it just that does not just relate to pure mere being, it relates to all the centers of the soul. There's no contradiction that we can live on two levels. Not contradiction at all, it is just how it is. And that's beautiful. Embodying absolute subjectivity and yet not relinquishing our individuality. And there is no sense of separation between our individuality and our absolute subjectivity. They're just different levels of our experience of reality that are intertwined, compatible, and allowing us to create that dynamic relationship with the absolute subjectivity, which is actually our own self. So there's this exquisite duality between our individuality and our very own absolute subjectivity. That creates that supreme dynamics in our existence. Because it is dynamic, because we as individual identity are not only in some kind of a relationship with our very own absolute subjectivity, we are able to explore it even further. It also refers to the primordial I am, by the way, which goes even deeper. But practically speaking, how to become one with the absolute subjectivity, how to embody it. I spoke about different levels of penetration of the absolute, third, fourth, fifth exhalation. We're going deeper and deeper into the absolute. But then there's this quantum leap. Some portion the very bottom of pure mere being, separates itself from that individual construct of pure mere being and merges with the absolute subjectivity, beginning to experience it as its own subjectivity. So when I speak about experiencing the world from the absolute I am, or from the absolute state, there are levels to it. You can experience the world from the absolute state, similar like from pure consciousness, but deeper. Or you can experience the world not just from the absolute state, but as the absolute I am, as the absolute subjectivity. You are at the depth of your being, the absolute I am. You just did not know it. You have forgotten it. But now that knowledge is brought back to you, and it changes everything. Just think about it. You live in this world. You relate to this phenomenal reality as the absolute subjectivity, as the absolute I am. Obviously, it changes everything. Your relationship with this world is no longer the same. Everything has changed. You are not just in the beyond. You are the beyond. But simultaneously, is experiencing this world through a vehicle of our individual identity. In that kind of realization, it's possible that there can be a confusion, not conflict, but confusion of identity. Who am I really? Am I the absolute subjectivity? Am I the individual subjectivity that is dwelling in the absolute subjectivity? Who am I really? And the answer is you have both. It appears like a paradox, but it is not a paradox. It is just the nature of reality. That you exist on these two levels. You are God, and you are the soul, which is His supreme manifestation that happens to be in the need of its very own awakening. Meaning that manifestation has to become conscious of itself, and it has to be also conscious of what it is manifested from, and it has to realize that from which it is manifested as its own self. So that is the true meaning of realization of the God within us. Of course, you don't believe that you are God. You think like you are that little me. Somehow, for reason unknown, came into creation. But it is just because you have no imagination, you lack the right perspective, you don't see the whole picture. And you are conditioned. Starting from that collective consciousness, to underestimate your existence. And in that process of spiritual evolution and awakening, it is time that you stop underestimating yourself, because you are bigger, so much bigger than you have ever could imagine. You are bigger. That whole universe is bigger than everything. your own creation, and you are your own creator. You are basically reality itself. You are everything and more than everything, because everything pales in the face of who you truly are.